What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sammy Edmonds been good enough to join me for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app with all the news. Welcome to you, Sammy. Great to have you on.
Dwayne, great to be here. I feel like we say the same thing every week, don't we? Groundhog Day with the tribunal and such a debatable one as well. Your calls have been frenzied. They were with Jared as well. They were with Garrington before that. So in a matter of hours, finally, we'll get this one processed. A giant night for the Giants at the tribunal. So Toby Green and Jesse Hogan. After all the talking, it'll be fascinating to see how the Giants go about it because they are going to have a real crack at it, Dwayne, that's for sure.
Yeah, and if he gets off, it won't change much because the MRO will do the same thing next time. The MRO will still have the same guidelines, cite the same thing, yep, exactly the same way, and then the next player will go to the tribunal. So, yeah, if he gets off, it kind of keeps that can of worms open.
Absolutely, and we'll be confused, and then we'll be it will come down to fine margins tonight, won't it? If Peter Wright is the reference point at the extreme end, then this is at the, to borrow some tribunal speak, at the lower end of careless, isn't it? So it'll be, or the lower end of medium impact, because it's upgraded on potential to cause injury. We know that. And the real debate about it is, did he have a realistic attempt to mark? Was it a realistic attempt on the ball? And did he have other options in front of him? They're the two most pertinent questions at the moment. So Toby Green, Jordan Boyd, and then we've got the almost the Charlie Ballard rule, the adjustment over the off-season when it comes to Jesse Hogan in the goal square with Lewis Young. Look, this one's written into the tribunal ruling specifically, but the Giants will argue that it's below the force required to necessitate a reportable offence. So that one will, there'll be still photos of that one, I'm told, Dwayne. There'll be multiple angles, there'll be freeze framing, there'll be slow-moing, the whole bit. So it could be long, could be a pretty tedious night at the tribunal tonight.
So it might actually play in the favour of the Lions, given that they got Charlie Cameron off last week and might have a couple of guys at the tribunal missing against them this week, which will be handy.
Yeah, they're both coming off five-day breaks, so this will be in Canberra. No Oscar McInerney for Brisbane. We need to point that out. Darcy Fort coming in, obviously the big O in the concussion protocols. And yeah, potentially no Toby Green, no Jesse Hogan. We also know that Brent Daniels is in doubt as well for the Giants with a knock to the knee. So they've got their issues. There's a sense of urgency at the Lions, though, regardless of any of that, given they sit 2-4. And haven't won a game at the Gabba, mind you, so far this season. But Chris Fagan was asked the question specifically, Dwayne, how do you plan, or what goes into your planning for a Giants side in a state of uncertainty over their personnel? This was his response.
I think you plan for those players that are got to go to the MRO tonight to be available. And then I think you've got a plan for the fact that if they don't play, that they'll replace them with like players. I mean, they're both deep forwards and it won't change their system. They'll still play the same way, I would have thought. And their system is what's made them a really powerful team since the middle of the year last year. So no, it doesn't really affect us too much, I don't think, in terms of our planning.
Might have been a predictable response. I reckon it affects every team. I know he hasn't been in the greatest of form, but when Toby Green's not there, it's just one less person you have to worry about, and a pretty dangerous one too. But his magic's just gone a little bit, hasn't it, Dwayne? I know last year was a high bar, 66 goals. He's just a bit off this year, and maybe just an element of frustration maybe creeping into getting himself in the position that he did against the Blues the other night that's got him at the tribunal.
Always love it when you bring us a bit of fresh press conference stuff. I think Simon Goodwin's spoken today as well.
He has indeed. So this is Anzac Eve, of course. Richmond and Melbourne, they're expecting 80,000 at this one at the MCG. The Demons look cooked in the Lions' loss. They got a good break in, a good bye, 13 days and 4 complete days off for their playing group. So they're set for this one. Cozzy Pickett back from suspension. Clayton Oliver ready to go after hand surgery. Marty Hoare is available for selection. Shane McAdam will finally play for Melbourne, albeit at VFL level. Let's have a listen to the Melbourne coach, Simon Goodwin, particularly on Clayton Oliver's return to fitness, Dwayne.
Yeah, look, he trained match play the other day. He's as eager as ever. There's no question that you know, carrying that finger for 3 weeks. The weight of that in the last game especially was getting really hard for him. So to get that fixed, to get him healthy and to get him, you know, functioning really well is important. And you can see once again, similar to the start of the season, he's got that smile on his face. He's got that eagerness and that energy to come out and perform.
So he was showing some signs of wear and tear in that Lions loss, but as you heard there, looks like he's up and about. Richmond coming off a much-needed break as well, Dwayne. That pretty nasty loss to West Coast. So Adam Uzo this morning confirming that Jacob Hopper, Dylan Grimes are going to return from injury against Melbourne tomorrow night. There was also the concession, interestingly, Dwayne, that Dion Prestia played when he probably shouldn't have earlier on in the year and a tad underdone. They shouldn't have done that. But let's have a listen to Adam Uzo on, well, on facing his old club, Dwayne, and I guess the suggestions that he's got a fair bit of Melbourne IP under his bonnet.
Well, a little bit, but to be fair, they've got a coach that was at this footy club last year as well in McWalter, so it's going to be quite interesting on what happens. But, yeah, we play a similar brand of footy. They play a terrific brand. They're obviously a top four team and someone that we're trying to chase. So, yeah, I've got some knowledge around individuals and things like that and what their strengths are, but, yeah, we've obviously got to be able to curtail that. So, I've copped a bit of slack with the players. I think I'm up to about $200 at the moment for calling players by their nicknames, and but that's been a little bit of fun and a bit of banter during the week. But as I said, our players can't wait to get started tomorrow night.
They've had a fine system down at Punt Road this week, Dwayne, as you heard there. Any time that Adam Uzo refers to some of his old players at Melbourne by their nickname, he is fine, and it goes into the equivalent of the swear jar. So big weekend of footy at the G. As I said, close to 80,000 expected for that one. Melbourne and Richmond, 90 to 92,000 for Anzac Day is the forecasting there. And then 80,000 to Geelong and Carlton on Saturday. That's twilight. And then Hawthorn and Sydney round things off on the Sunday. So big weekend at the G.
I went with my real ladder earlier on today, and I had Collingwood third when it comes to ranking the teams who are most likely to least likely to win a flag, Sydney, Carlton, Collingwood. Where do you have Collingwood at the moment, given that the ladder does lie? They're 10th on the ladder, and Craig McRae also spoke today.
Oh, they're in the top couple, surely, likely premiers. They'd have to be in the top three, I'd have them for sure, without putting any time into that. But he did speak. They've won their last three. Essendon might have turned the corner as well. An impressive last couple of wins that set the scene really nicely for this one. Have a listen to this, though. This was Craig McRae when he was asked, or words the effect of, is your team back, Dwayne? Have a listen to Fly here.
Sort of felt like on Saturday arvo that Collingwood was back, like the flair
was
back.
I
imagine it's been a lot of work over the last 5 or 6 weeks to get back to that, but it really felt like that was your footy and that was the Collingwood that we know.
Yeah, and we want to be a better version of who we are. We don't want to stand still, but there was a lot of positive signs in regards to the team we want to be and exciting to watch and, you know, fun to play. Those things really express themselves, and a lot of hard work, you know, 2 or 3, 4, 5 weeks from our coaches that do an incredible amount of hours to try to, you know, make us better every day. And we're a work in progress. That was a step forward.
So that was Craig McRae. That was Drew Jones from Fox Sports. Really wanted Jonesy to play along a little bit there when Craig looked like he wanted to have a bit of fun. Where did we go? Did we go somewhere, did we? But not sure where they went, Dwayne, but they're well and truly back now. How was the pressure they put on Port Adelaide? And if they bring the same against Essendon, can the Bombers stand up to the heat on Anzac Day?
Are you who you are all the time, Sammy, or are you a better version of who you are when you come on with me?
I know. I always try to lift for you, Dwayne. Try to meet your high expectations.
I reckon you're who you are all the time, and that's I love that version. But you can always try to be who you're not and try and be a better version of who you were.
Exactly. I know. Geez, it is wishy-washy, isn't it? Hey, listen, a lot of texts coming through about the tribunal. Just one I want to leave you with. We've spoken about this many times, I reckon, you and I. If they were to turn around tonight and say, look, we're breaking from tradition here. We're going to broadcast the tribunal in full. If you want to watch it, you can watch it. Do you reckon it would catch on as a viewing experience, or do you reckon it would be a complete bore fest?
Oh, what else is on? The Jungle?
I mean, celebrity.
Give us a spell. What am I watching? Peter Dacos and someone from the UK who's been flown in to go and eat goat's balls.
But you could be listening.
Or what's the tribunal?
I'm not a fan of goat's balls either. But, I mean, you could be listening to Adrian Anderson bang on for 45 minutes about the fine print and the minutiae of the legal terminology in the AFL.
Beat someone I don't know from England being flown in to eat goat's balls. So, yeah, I'll take the tribunal, Sammy. Although MasterChef's on at the moment, of course, the Jungle's
done. What are they
so
cooking? They're not cooking your balls, are they?
I don't think they're cooking. They'll be cooking some sort of ball, but it's more likely a rice ball and
like something a nice from a risotto goat. Special or something.
Maybe one of your pizzas. Nice way to finish, Sammy. Yeah. Hey, is Buddy Franklin doing a lap of honour, Hawthorn v Sydney this Sunday?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
All right.
Have you just blindsided me with that one? Are you asking with knowledge of the answer?
No, I'm reading Adam's text here. Buddy Franklin to do a lap of honour at the Hawthorn Sydney game on Sunday at the MCG. So there's one to chase up.
Okay, we'll do that. If that is the case, that would be one not to be missed.
Good on you, Sammy. Sammy Edmund from McCafe Coffee. Catch up by any McCafe Coffee on the My Maccas app for a chance to win free coffee for a year.